and Matt, could you talk about how you all were able to screen Taylor Gabriel and a couple of screens against all the blitzes they were sending today?
Yeah, they were great calls by Kyle at the time, just timing it up against their pressure. It makes your job pretty easy as a quarterback to just kind of flick it out there and then watch. But on all of them, to get it going, your offensive line needs to do a great job. Your wide receivers need to do a great job. And your running backs in getting that thing going. And I thought we did across the board. We did a really nice job with that. And then Taylor just, you know, finished it off really well. I mean, he made great individual plays on both of those to get in the end zone. And they were huge for us. They got us going and critical plays.
And you picked up a block on the first one from Levine, but just his open field running ability, you see a guy darting around like that?
It's awesome. You know, it was awesome to see. I had pretty good vantage point, too. I mean, I just threw it and then watched. So it was, they were really good runs. Great, he just has a great feel in the open field of finding the open spot. And, you know, we were really, really happy to have those plays today.
How big was it to take control of this game and close it out?
Well, I thought it was, you know, I thought the finish was exactly what we wanted. You know, obviously we didn't finish out the half the way that we wanted to and didn't have a really good start to the second half. But nobody kind of panicked, nobody blinked, and just we came back out, and I think we finished, you know, 21. We outscored them 21-6, you know, from that point on in the second half. And that's what you need to do. I think they're a good football team, really good defense. Aggressive scheme, pass rushing and blitzing scheme, and I thought we weathered the storm at certain times really well and then played really aggressive. I don't know, you have to check. That was not our best, yeah, that was not our best drive, for sure. You know, but I thought we responded really well to it. We knew going into this game that when you go against a defense like theirs and a scheme like theirs, that there's going to be plays that you know, turn out like that. I thought the great part was that we responded. I think we had, I forget how many plays, but it was a 75-plus yard drive the following drive, that we overcame some things and continued to battle. So the resiliency, the toughness of this team is fun to be a part of. You know, we're still, there's a lot of really good football in front of us because we can correct a lot of things.
Talk about the resiliency, just your thoughts on the group that you found you for the first time and how your defense will respond to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough on game days, you know, because you don't really get to you can't really think about that too much, you know, and so it'll be nice to, you know, find some time after or tomorrow or whatever to be able to talk to him. It's tough. I mean, it's tough. Anytime you lose guys, it's tough. But I thought our guys responded well today. You know, I thought they played, you know, tough and played well. Started off, you know, not the way you want to, but then they got their rhythm. And they played physical and tough the rest of the game. So, you know, it's disappointing anytime you lose a player like that. You know, but you have to have other guys stepped up. And I thought Jalen Collins came up with a couple, you know, really good plays for us today. Thought our run game was outstanding. You know, I thought our offensive line played extremely well, both in the pass game and in the run game. And to me, you know, that's where you win football games, at the line of scrimmage. I know everybody talks about what you do on the outside and throwing and touchdowns and all that kind of stuff. None of that happens unless your guys up front play really well. And, you know, that's a formidable bunch that we went against, too. And our guys stepped up to the task. I think they were number one in the league in total yards on defense and, you know, certainly against the pass. And I thought we, you know, threw it well, and I thought we ran the ball well today. You know, again, we came into it knowing that they were going to make plays. They're a good defense and very talented across the board. You understand that at certain times throughout the game they're going to make plays. The key is to get back to the game plan, get back to, you know, execution one play at a time. And I think there was no real discussion after that, you know, first drive. It was, all right, that wasn't good. We all know that. And, you know, let's get on to our next drive and focus on, you know, getting the ball in the end zone the next drive.
Do you feel like this is one of your most complete games offensively?
You know, I think it could have been better. Honestly, we had a chance maybe before the half to come away with some more points, and when you get those opportunities, you want to take advantage of them. We didn't in that situation, but you know, I thought we played well. I thought we played well across the board, both in the run game and the pass game.
And in practice, is Taylor Gabriel what he saw today? Is this what you've been seeing out of him and knew that
he potentially had? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the first day he came, you know, and we saw him run, I was like, man, this guy's good. He's really good. Really fast, really explosive, great change of direction. And, I mean, he is – gone above and beyond for what we've asked of him this year. You know, I think, you know, coming in, I think he didn't play week one, might have played week two. But everything we've asked him to do, he's done it really well. And he's certainly been, you know, a boost for us offensively.